choir, Nancy and Sandy and Krista, and all the children that had a part in this service this morning. Very well done. Our attention this morning is towards Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 6 through 14. Over the last 3 weeks, we've spoken about faith, hope, and joy. Today's message is about the message of peace. And we'll see that in verse 14. Last week we saw it in joy, which was in verse 10. And there's a little bit different twist on this message this morning pertaining to peace, involving all the others were is always surrounded by the faith in Jesus Christ, the hope that we have in Him, and the joy that we find, and the peace that only comes through Christ Jesus as well. And the characters that make up the scriptures here involved that God used to proclaim and make known the message of these four topics we talked about, and the peace in verse 14, the peace among all men whom God favors or whom He pleases. And we'll see when we get to verse 14. So follow on with me with beginning with verse 6. While they were there, and they is Joseph and Mary, while they were on their way to Bethlehem. Okay? The days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, which is Jesus Christ. And she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds we talked about last week, staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And that frightened means a fear of all fears, in the Greek term, what that means. And in verse 10, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy." There's that joy, great joy, which will be for all the people. Verse 11, for today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, more angels. And what were they doing? Praising God and saying in verse 14, "Glory to God, which He rightly deserves, in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased." Now, last week we looked at the joy that is in Christmas. And everybody's looking forward to Christmas Day. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve, and we hope we'll see you here for our evening service, Christmas Eve service. It's always a wonderful time to come together, preparing ourselves for Christmas. So, the declaration of the angel that said, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." I want to just say some or a few, but all people. And that was God's intention from the very beginning of the foundations of earth. That's listed in Ephesians chapter 1, where it says, all is chosen to experience this peace. the peace to all people. But all people in this world hasn't experienced the peace of God because they haven't recognized or claimed the name of Jesus, which was proclaimed in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. Some still looking for the Messiah, but he came 2,000 years ago. And for us who do know about Jesus Christ and his coming as a babe in a manger, we are to proclaim that to everyone that we know, because if we have him, that's why in verse 14, whom he is pleased or favored. So he has chosen us who has claimed Jesus Christ as our personal Savior to make that known. So see how the scriptures makes that clear to us, that we are a part of God's great plan. And if we accept our part in God's great plan, then we will make it known, just like the shepherds did in verse 10. They went to see for themselves. So if you want to be a shepherd or be a spokesman for God, or like the wise men, they went and they told others because they were excited, because the scripture says they told it with great joy. And in verse 14 it says, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. So we have joy, we're looking for that peace, and only what God can provide is that peace in this world. So Christians can be a time of joy if we remember the purpose and the plan at the birth of Jesus. Okay, so joy is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Now we're going to turn our attention to peace this morning, that the herald, the angels, they brought us, brought to the world, to all people. Now, did you notice there is no longer one angel or a group of angels, but the scripture says there was a host of angels. All them proclaimed Jesus, praise to God, and to the peace that brought us through Jesus Christ. Now, I want to go back to verse 13 and 14 again, which says, and suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts proclaiming or praising God and saying, verse 14, glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. He is pleased to provide that peace in people's lives. Many who are favored. From the very beginning, going back to Ephesians chapter 1, Paul talks about from the very beginning of this world, for the foundations of the world, he was prepared to provide that peace to those who he favored. And those who he favored was all people, but all people hasn't accepted God's Son, Jesus Christ. And then on further down, it said that we are justified by Jesus Christ. He reconciled. That's why Jesus came. And in verse 13 of Ephesians chapter 1, it says, then we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. You see, all the Trinity had a part in the birth of Jesus Christ from the very beginning of time. Going all the way back to Genesis, in the beginning was the Word, and that's in John chapter 1, but in the beginning was the world created by our Father. Now, going back to looking at this real peace, and that's our whole focal point today. If you don't know peace, you can have it in Christ Jesus. You're not going to find it in this world. This world cannot give you peace. As the scripture says, people seek peace. Nations have seek peace. And we won't find peace after war or conflict. It only comes through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So real peace comes when you have a relationship with Jesus, a personal relationship. That's important. I want you to understand that personal relationship. Then you'll have a availability of that peace because it comes through Him and only Him. That peace is available. And when we look in the Old Testament, going back to Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5, and Isaiah talks about Christ and that He will be the sacrificial lamb. In verse 5 of Isaiah 53, it says, "But He was wounded for our transgressions." That's when He came into this world, as a babe. You think about that. He started out as a babe. He grew up among men, all people. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was chastised for our peace. You see, there's that word peace again. Was upon Him. Now, He wants to give that to all people, but and by His stripes we are healed. What are we healed from? Our physical things in life? No, we are healed from our transgressions, our iniquities, our sins. We're healed. And in John chapter 8, it talks about if we are free, we are free indeed from our sins. And that's where that peace comes from. See, the scriptures, as it relays Jesus Christ and all the elements within life itself and the things that you experience, it all revolves around what the scripture wants to move us towards. And it's our faith. It's our hope. It's our joy and the peace that passes all understanding only comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, also, Paul talks about it that in Ephesians chapter 14, when he says, "For Christ Himself has brought," what? Peace. He has brought peace to us. He united the Jews and the Gentiles into one people when, in His own body, on the cross, He broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. And see, there's been separation in the world itself since then. And consolidation brings people together. So in a way, this reconciliation brought the Jews and the Gentiles, which there are no Jews here this morning, then we're Gentile. So it's brought all people together to experience the peace that is Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful that we can experience that peace and all of the things that we have talked about this the last 3 weeks and today being a fourth week in December. And we have one more month in this month being the 30th next Sunday. So Paul talks about that peace comes through Christ Jesus. So, and see, we find this in this passage and other passages about the peace of God that has brought us and made it available through the person of Jesus Christ. Now, we can't find peace anywhere else, no matter how hard we try. It's very evident. And it's one reason our world is in the shape it is in today. And Jesus Christ, you know, He's wanting to wrap His arms around the whole world. And He will solve all of our problems. Individually, nationwide, people as a whole, if we'll turn to Him and see that He is the true Messiah and He will bring ultimate peace in our world. But those who refuse to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord are only at war with God and others and themselves as well. And that's why we're talking about peace with God, peace with ourselves, and peace with others. And see, God can bring it all to us. See, Jesus is a solution for our quest. And we're all on a quest. We're all on a journey. And He is the only one, He's the only solution to our quest for peace. He is the one who brings peace, and He is a message of peace that the heavenly host proclaimed in verse 14. Now, let's look at that peace with God. Let's look at that for a few minutes. See, this is a point where the birth of Jesus Christ heralds an opportunity for peace. Verse 14 made that very clear. And through his birth, through his life, through his death, through his burial, through his resurrection, he is the ultimate sacrifice. He went to the cross to die for our sins. And we no longer have to wonder how to gain access to God and his peace, because he provides the access. Now, he loves us so much that he sent his son as a payment for our sins. Romans 3:23 says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Where did all that start? Where did it begin? Remember talking about the 400 years of silence last week from Malachi to Matthew? There was 400 years of silence. God was planning. God had everything in the motions. He was preparing for Jesus Christ to come into this world. And sin began back in Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, where Eve and Adam took of the fruit of evil and good, and they sinned and brought sin into the world. And God, within those 400 years of silence, were preparing people, and they was looking, and they almost thought that God had forsaken them. Or, where is God? We haven't heard from him. You see, God said, you will find me when you seek me. And Isaiah talks about that as well. You see, he is our ultimate sacrifice. We no longer have to wonder how to gain access to God or his peace, because he provides that access. He loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son to save us from our sins. So the sacrifice is here for us to accept, is here for us to receive, just as a gift that we simply need, the gift of God, we just simply need to receive it. Now, when we accept him as Lord, we immediately have what? Peace with God. And if you have it this morning, you got the best thing in the world. You have the best gift of the season. And if you have it, you know what? Other people wants it as well. And you can pass that along to them. See, we have become his child. We were adopted by him into his family through Christ. Then as we learn and as we grow in Christ, we're molded like clay. We sing about that often. There's a song about being molded in clay in the likeness of Christ, in the person God wants us to be. Now, our ultimate shape, or our look, will be just like Jesus when we are molded just like him. And we will experience that peace with God. See, our attitude, our actions are like his. And you know what? That's the will of God for each one of us here this morning. To be molded and shaped in the likeness of Christ. And the Bible says, not only can we be shaped and molded like Christ, but we can have the mind of Christ. If we have the mind of Christ, then you see that saying we are experiencing that peace with God, because Christ, the Bible says, brought peace with him when he came into the world, as the scriptures here talks about. Now, let's look at peace within ourselves. How many people ultimately have peace within themselves? Now, if you have Christ Jesus living within your heart, you should be experiencing peace every day of your life. Now, if you're not experiencing peace in your life every day, then there's something else that's kind of rooting or trying to push that out of your life. And you go on seeking for that peace, and you're not going to find it in the world, because you keep going back to the same things in this world, and you'll never find it. But if you ultimately know and you have peace with God, that you're a child of God, you've been adopted into His family, then the Bible says you have found it. You don't have to look any further. You don't have to look for anything else in this world to fulfill that void, because you've already found it. All you got to do is recognize it and say no to everything else that's trying to crowd out Jesus Christ in your life, who provides that ultimate peace. So do you have that ultimate peace that the Bible talks about? And that comes from within ourselves. So when we are at peace with God through Jesus Christ, His Son, we no longer need to run around looking for the missing piece. Do you got me? You read me this morning? You don't have to run around anywhere else looking for that missing piece, because you already have it. It's already in your life. See, Jesus fills that vacuum in your life. Peace and joy are only found. Let me make that clear. Peace and joy is only found in Jesus. If you want to know more about that, the Word of God, you'll find it. You can read it and you'll know it. There's a man named Bob Buford. And he was asked by a godly man, "What is in your box?" Because this man had lost his son, and he was grieved, and he was lonely. He was searching for answers. He was searching for things in his life, and he could not find it. And Bob did not know Jesus Christ at this time. And when he was asked, "What's in your box?" And after sharing Jesus Christ with Bob Buford, he received Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And he found that peace and joy that escapes so many in this world today. He found it. See, he didn't know it when his son was alive. And after his son was left, he had that vacuum in his life. He thought he'd lost everything. He had lost his son. But he found peace and that joy that he didn't have, because he found Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, because one man took time to ask him, "What's in your box? What's in your life? What is missing?" Fill it with Jesus Christ, and you'll find that peace and joy. And this Bob Buford, that's what he found. You see, God brings peace to our lives by assuring us of our worth. You see, to God, we are worth a lot. You're worth everything to God. See, we are valuable enough to merit His love. We are valuable enough that He sent His Son to die for us. He assures us of forgiveness of our sins. And He releases us from that, see, the guilt and the shame that Bob was experiencing, as He assures us of the purpose of our life. See, He raises us up out of the water. He rinses us and He washes us from our sins. He cleanses us and gives us that pure joy and that peace. See, we no longer need to run from ourselves or our past. See, we can look at who we are through the eyes of God and face today the presence and the power He gives us. See, He gives us all of that through the power of the Holy Spirit. So He equips us with all the essentials in our life to make our life complete. See, He doesn't withhold anything from us, because He gives all of that to us when we're saved. A teenager remarked after receiving Christ, "I never realized I was valuable to anyone." See, we're valuable to God because He loves us. He really does. And then peace with others. And then lastly, see, God gives us ability to be at peace with others. Well, we need to be at peace with God, first of all. And then we must have peace within our own selves. If we don't have the first two, we're not going to have the third one, peace with others. It doesn't matter what life throws at you. If you got peace with God and you got peace within yourself, it doesn't matter. But still, the additional thing, the benefit of having peace with God and peace within ourselves, no matter what anybody else thinks about you or treats you or whatever, you can still have peace with others, knowing that you are God's ministers and you can provide that peace in their lives as well, even if they don't have it. So, see, our peace doesn't rely on our outer circumstances or other people, but the abiding presence of Jesus. See, He has commanded us to do what? And this comes straight from the Sermon on the Mount. Love our enemies. Pray for our enemies. Go the extra mile. God did that. He went the extra mile for us. And do good to those who hate and despise you. See, that's Jesus preaching right there at the Sermon on the Mount. Preaching these things that we are to do because we have true peace. You see, we are given a practical peace that sends us forth as peacemakers. That's in the Sermon on the Mount as well. To a hostile world. We're living in a hostile world today. We experience it and we see it and we hear it every day. But God says, pray for them. We are to offer God's love to all of our words and our deeds. That's what we are to do. Now, there was a lady, and she was being robbed by a man. He hopped in her car and had a gun on her. He said, "Give me your money, or I'll take your life." And she says, "Young man, when I die, I'm going to heaven. You're not, because you're evil. And you need Jesus Christ in your life." And she shared the gospel with Jesus Christ right there while that gun was pointed at her. And she said, "You know, no matter what you do to me, I'm heaven bound. But if you pull that trigger, you're not, because there's evil in your life. And you're taking my life, but Jesus will receive me, but He will not receive you if you take my life without repentance." The man began to weep, and he got out of his car, got out of her car, and he left. You see, he had been touched by the love of God expressed by the gospel by this lady. That's what it takes. She was expressing, love your enemies, those who despise or persecute you. And that's what she was doing. And she won this young man over by the gospel of Jesus Christ. The peace that she found. You see, we have peace with God, peace within ourselves, peace with that comes only through Him, peace with others. When we accept and abide in Christ and do His will in our lives. You see, peace is found when we come to Jesus Christ. Does everybody here know that peace? Well, you can. So this Christmas, may you experience God's perfect peace. You can find it. It's right here in God's Word, in the presence of God in this place. The Holy Spirit is making and coming around today, touching you in a special way, giving you this message this morning, speaking to this heart of yours. See, that's where you find perfect peace. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name this morning. Lord, we talked about faith. We've talked about hope. We've talked about joy and the ultimate peace that we can have in you this morning. And Lord, what a wonderful setting here this morning to experience that peace. If there's anyone here that doesn't know you personally, everyone has been very attentive this morning because your Spirit is at work in each one of our lives. You're always at work. You're always looking for the good things in our life. And you want to get rid of the old things of nature, the things that want to trip us up or hinder us or distract us, and replace it with the good things that you offer through your Son, Jesus Christ. It's right here this morning. It's a gift to each one of us who will receive it. And I pray, Lord, this morning, if there's anyone here that doesn't have the gift of Jesus Christ in their life, the gift of salvation, which was paid in full at Calvary, they can have it this morning. You don't have to run after anything else, searching for it. Peace comes with you. And you provided that through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, this invitation is for every one of us, just not the lost, but every one of us to renew and reaffirm, recommit what we committed to you years ago. Being Christians, we must repent of our sins each day so we don't lose our fellowship with you. It's very important for us to do. Lord, we offer up our lives to you as living ministers. It's our reasonable service to a graceful God. In his name we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're singing Hallelujah this morning. It'll be on the screen. If you want to make a decision, Christ is the Lord is leading you to come forward to make a decision for him this morning. He offers a free gift of life, or rededicate or renew your life afresh and anew, and start off the new year right. This is the time to do it. Let us stand as we sing.